Welcome to the Deep Dive. Our goal is always to take these sometimes complex sources and just really boil them down to what matters. And today, we've got a fascinating source. It's quite specific, actually, a promotional piece, really, about someone called Master Durga Prasad.
Mm-hmm.
So our mission here is to unpack this text. It seems like a masterclass in positioning. We want to pull out the core identity, look at the claims being made, and see how they're connecting with people. The whole model, really.
Exactly. And what jumps out right away is how strategic this is. It's blending spiritual services, astrology, spiritual help with, very modern marketing, all focused on one place, Dallas. It's like a blueprint for taking something traditional and packaging it for today's audience who, they want clear results.
Okay, let's dive right in then. The identity first. The title pretty much lays it out. Dallas Spiritualist and Astrologer Durga Prasad Services.
Mm-hmm.
And the name Master Durga Prasad, plus those two roles specified. Spiritualist and astrologer.
Right. And that combination, it's important. First, the title, Master. That's intentional, isn't it? It sort of bypasses the need for you to do your homework on them. It signals deep expertise, tradition, mastery, basically.
Yeah, established authority right there.
Sure.
But why both roles, spiritualist and de-astrologer? Wouldn't someone usually look for one or the other? Seems like it could muddy the waters a bit.
But that's where the strategy comes in, I think. See, the astrology part, that's like the diagnosis. It maps things out, looks at influences, helps you understand the problem.
It gives you the picture.
Exactly. But just understanding often isn't enough, right? Especially if you're in a crisis. So the spiritualist part promises the next step, the intervention, the remedies, the actions, the way to maybe change things.
So it's a complete package.
Yeah.
Insight and action.
Precisely. It's not just here's your problem, it's here's your problem and here's how we can work on it. Moving from just knowing to, empowerment.
Right, right. And speaking of making promises, we have to talk about that really bold claim right near the top. It doesn't just hint at being good. It flat out says, best spiritualist in Dallas.
Right.
That's pretty definitive.
Oh, absolutely. That phrase is pure psychological reassurance, isn't it? If you're looking for this kind of help, you might be feeling vulnerable, uncertain. That strong claim just cuts through the noise.
Like a shortcut for trust.
Exactly. Minimizes the anxiety of choosing. It basically says, stop looking, you found the best, before you even see what's on offer.
Okay, so let's look at what is on offer. The source lists a pretty clear three-part process for tackling challenges. It feels like a pathway. First, accurate readings. Then, effective remedies. And finally, guidance to overcome life's obstacles.
Yeah, and if you think about that as like managing the client's journey, it's a classic funnel. It moves from validation to fixing the problem to, maybe keeping with the client engaged long term.
Okay, break that down. Accurate readings first. That's the validation part.
Totally. Imagine you go in troubled and someone describes your situation accurately. Instantly, your trust jumps, right? It confirms they know what they're doing, verifies their expertise.
Builds the foundation for the next step, I guess,
effective remedies. This is the promise of relief, action, change. And that word effective is crucial. It's not just remedies, it's effective remedies. It implies a positive outcome. It's about results.
Okay, so diagnosis, then the fix.
Hmm.
And the third step, guidance to overcome life's obstacles. That sounds more ongoing, like coaching.
That's exactly it. This is where the relationship potentially continues after the immediate problem is handled. It positions Master Prasad not just as a one-time fixer, but as a sort of ongoing guide, a life coach. And remember, the source ties this all back to finding powerful spiritual solutions and astrology services. Again, that blend of diagnosis and potent action.
Yeah, it really taps into that desire for clarity, for feeling like you have some control, doesn't it? The guidance part offers a path forward. Okay, let's circle back to the location thing. Dallas. We talked about the identity, the services, but why anchor it so firmly to Dallas? Is it just about serving local people?
Well, yes and no. It serves the local community, sure. But it's also, I suspect, a very smart digital strategy.
How so?
Think about search engines. Best spiritualist in Dallas. That's a prime search phrase, isn't it? High value SEO. If people in the Dallas area are searching online with real intent, this phrase helps Master Prasad show up right at the top. It targets a specific large market.
Ah, okay. So it's local, but also optimized for online discovery.
Right. Plus, claiming best in a specific city feels more concrete, more accessible than, say, best in the world.
Yeah, that sounds overwhelming. Best in Dallas feels like.
Right.
Maybe they have a local reputation, easier to check out.
Exactly. It implies local vetting, maybe a physical presence, even if that's not the whole story. It boosts confidence. And all that language, best, powerful, accurate, it's all designed to reassure you immediately, cut down any hesitation.
So summing that part up, target audience is clear people connected to Dallas. And the promise is also clear. Solutions, clarity, overcoming obstacles.
Which brings us to the practical side. How does someone actually connect? The source gives contact details, right?
Yes, and the way they present the logistics is interesting too. It mixes accessibility with a sort of professional digital setup. Three main contact methods are listed.
Okay, what are they?
First, the website URL, https.durgaprasadastrology.com for best-spiritualist in Dallas. Now, notice the URL path itself. Best spiritualist in Dallas. It literally repeats the main marketing slogan.
Oh, wow. So the URL reinforces the claim.
Precisely. It's technically savvy. It tells the user, click here, you'll find exactly what you were promised. Digital symmetry, you could call it.
Interesting. What's next?
The email address, bestastrology8181@gmail.com. Okay, so bestastrology is in there, reinforcing the brand again. But it's a Gmail address.
Yeah, which is a slight contrast to the professional-looking custom URL, isn't it?
A little bit, yeah. Why do you think they do that?
Could be intentional. The custom URL gives legitimacy the brand feel, but maybe a Gmail address feels more direct, more personal, less corporate.
Okay, maybe easier to just dash off an email to Gmail, lower friction?
Could be. It sort of balances the professional image with approachability. And then there's the phone number.
Right, a phone number adds trust. What is it?
It's listed as +13473418181.
Okay. Wait, 347. That's a New York City area code, isn't it? Not Dallas.
Exactly. That's a subtle but potentially significant detail about how they actually operate. While they're marketing heavily to Dallas, maybe for SEO and local appeal, the 347 number suggests the business might be based elsewhere.
Or maybe Master Pizan travels. Or just uses a mobile number that isn't tied to Dallas.
Could be any of those. It tells us the marketing focus is local, but the operation itself might leverage, you know, modern, non-geographic tools. It hints at flexibility, maybe even a wider reach than just Dallas.
So that really rounds out the picture of the operation describing the source. Professional setup, clear contact points.
So just to wrap up the findings, the source presents Master Durga Prasad as this authoritative expert in Dallas. The offering is clarity and control delivered through that three-step process. Accurate diagnosis via readings, powerful intervention with remedies, and then ongoing guidance. And every little piece, from the master title to the structure of the website URL, seems carefully designed to build instant trust and attract people looking for definite answers locally.
And that really nails our goal for this deep dive, doesn't it? We didn't just skim the text. We took apart its strategy, the identity creation, the service promises, the whole logistical setup behind it.
Yeah, and it leaves us with a really interesting question for you, the listener, to think about. We've seen this very traditional practice, right? Spiritualism, astrology, but it's packaged using completely modern, measurable marketing terms being the best, offering effective results. And it's accessed through sophisticated digital platforms and global phone numbers. So how does that tension, the ancient practice meeting slick modern professionalism, how do you think that changes things? Does it shape the trust, the expectations of someone seeking help today?
That's a really great question to ponder, especially with spirituality becoming so globalized and accessible online. Well, that's all we have time for in this deep dive. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll be back soon to explore another set of sources with you.